Thank you for that so much, John.
You're very well.
All right, we'll continue on with our bid recommendation. I'll turn it over to Ms. Nikki Lawrence at this time.
We received three bids for the septic system services, RFP 202311-544. First one was from Borman Septic Services. Total average bid price of $180 to $225, dependent on the location. Second one was from SMS Pumping, and their average was $150 to $175, dependent on the location. We also received a bid from Reed's Plumbing and Excavating out of Springfield, and they came in at an average price of $262.50 per location.
Mr. Suti, what's your recommendation?
Well, basically, you know, and I kind of had that in my report here.
It's on page 2 in your packets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What I look at when we receive these bids is that I call the core areas. And those areas are Branson, Forsyth, Hollister, Kirbyville, Ridgedale, and Walnut Shade, which represent this year 76% of all pump outs approved in the county. So I look at that, because that's where the majority of those calls are going to come from. Historically, they always come from these areas. The way we bid this is that Ron Erickson, when he was here, we decided upon using zip code areas. And that way, everybody, no matter where you're located in Taney County, you're going to fit in one of these zip code areas. So that's how we break this down for bids. And these areas here, you know, Branson's a large zip code area, of course, Ridgedale, Walnut Shade. So these areas do command the majority of where these pump outs come from. So that's where what I look at. Bradleyville, Cedar Creek, Z Mills, Power Site, Pro Tem, Taneyville, Merriam Woods, and Rockaway Beach represent about 24% of all pump outs. They're a little bit more in the extreme areas. They cost more to pump in those areas due to the distance, but we don't do that many. Like Pro Tem, I've done 9 this year in Pro Tem, so they don't really add up that much. Response time, Borman's had immediate. The program is not designed to address emergencies or immediate assistance. It's rather more of a program that helps property owners maintain their septic systems. So the 24 to 72 hour response time with S&S Pumping is not unreasonable, you know. And they've been with us now for 2 years, and they had done the program before, but we've never had a problem with their response time, you know, at all. So,
and this is not an emergency program to start with.
No, it's not. And I tell people that when they call, I can't guarantee you. I said you could call S&S, for example. If they can get to you, that's great, but they're not obligated to. So that's totally up to them. And so we've had some people that they have worked around things to try to get the people if they were truly in need and stuff, which I do appreciate S&S for that. But each year the goal is to pump 500 septic tanks through the program, and looking at the cost numbers submitted and using $30 as a minimum savings per location on the bids presented by S&S Pumping, the county could realize, if we do 500, almost $15,000 in savings when compared to the other bids that we've received. So that would be my recommendation, is that we would continue with S&S Pumping for this for the 2024 program year. And the way Nikki sets this up is we do have a right to expand that for another year if everything is working well and we choose to do that. So okay, that could be our 25 hauler as well.
I move to approve S&S Pumping Incorporated for the septic system service pump out program for the 2024 year.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank Nikki. I say this every year, but I remember when we used to have to do all this ourselves, and I do appreciate her time and taking care of these bid issues for sure. You've done a great job.
So our next order of business is we're going to start on ARPA funding request. We have set aside 5 this morning to start with. We have multiple that have applied, but for this morning, we will start with the 5 that we have ready to move forward with. So with us this morning, we have our grant coordinator, Ms. Melissa Duckworth. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing great. So we'll go in order in which we have them agendized, mm-hmm. if that's okay with you. We'll start with Christian Action Ministries, Cam. Do we have a representative here for that? Good morning. Michelle Dean, correct?
Yes.
All right. So if you could just give us a rundown, Melissa, of the request.
Sure. So we spoke with CAM, Christian Action Ministries. They sent in their narrative that kind of explains what CAM does for the community and what their funding requests are. Of course, I'm not a subject matter expert in that, so I'll have Michelle kind of talk about the basis of their request. However, it falls under the negative economic impacts section that is allowed under the ARPA funds. The total ask is $660,000.
$600,000.
So the amount they have is, but they're just asking for the $600,000.
Okay.
So I'll let Michelle explain about CAM, what they do for the community, and how these funds will benefit.
Hi, thanks so much for the opportunity today. I know a lot of people know that, you know, our mission is to combat food insecurity in Taney County. We have been doing that since 1984. We've been doing that in multiple locations across the county, and in 2022 we were kind of forced out of our home. And so we had to look for another place. So we are very proud that we were able to find a building that also has a warehouse to help us store food better. So we did purchase that building in 2022, and our request today is for funds to pay off that building so that we can free up those dollars to buy food to put on the shelves to feed our neighbors in need. So, on average, we feed almost 6,000 individuals a month. That number is continuing to rise every month. We've seen a drastic increase in people needing assistance. I don't feel that the increase is necessarily due to economic development here as much as I feel like we have done a great job of getting word out of who we are, who we serve, and kind of removing that, you know, stigma of someone that comes and needs help with food. What we know is that when we can help supply groceries to our neighbors in need, we make their living situation better to where maybe they now have the funds to be able to buy that propane they need, to be able to heat their home for the winter, or get those extra school supplies or items that they need for their kids. One of the things that I want to add is that a lot of people get really confused as who our clients are and who we serve. And so this year we worked really hard to understand our clients. And we ran some numbers, and a little over 65% of the individuals that we serve have at least one person working in the home full time. Many of them have two, and most of the clients that we speak to that are families say that they would both be working in the home full time if child care was more affordable. So we kind of help fill that gap for our working poor, for those individuals that are trying to make ends meet but just don't have enough in their budget to put food on the table. The other demographic that we serve, 25%, are seniors. Seniors who are on fixed income, they cannot make their living situations better financially. About 10% are veterans. We do believe that number to be a little bit higher. We think that some of those veterans' numbers are sandwiched into our senior numbers and our families that are working. Only 6.9% of the people that we serve are considered unemployed. So I think a lot of, because of what we do is groceries, a lot of the individuals that we serve are homeowners or they are renting because they can come and receive groceries. We know a lot of that 6.9% is transitional in between employment or looking to maybe get some type of disability benefits or Social Security benefits. So we would really appreciate the consideration of that request. That would relieve a huge financial burden for us to be able to stand prepared to continue to serve those 6,000 individuals a month.
Any questions?
No questions.
So realistically, the funding, if it were approved, how many people would that serve?
Oh my goodness. Well, we budget around $10,000 every month for food alone.
Okay.
Currently, you know, our mortgage is just a little under $5,000 a month. So that would free up about half of our budget a month to be able to purchase food.
Okay.
Well, Christian Action Ministries is a wonderful organization, and they have grown immensely over the last few years. I move to approve the $600,000 to come out of the ARPA funding for Christian Action Ministries.
I'll second that. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll get the paperwork all processed. It'll take a couple days. We'll get everything signed and through our county clerk, and then we'll reach out to you and get you your paperwork.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
You as
Merry
well.
Christmas.
The next one we have to hear is for Taney County Water District number 2. Good morning.
Good morning.
With us we have Mr. Kevin Stice, representative for Taney County Water District number 2. All right. Same thing with this one. Let's go.
Same thing with this one. So for both of the water districts that are on the list, they qualify for ARPA funding under that infrastructure category that deals with clean water and sewer broadband. The infrastructure category covers those. Their request is for $110,803.94. I will turn it over to you.
Thank you.
So with this funding, Mr. Stice, what could we expect to see from this and the benefits for the...
Well, these products in this proposal, one is for a mobile data collection system that will work along with our billing system. And it's actually going to be where our meter readers will actually drive by and read the meters and collect data through that way instead of getting out manually and reading the meters on foot. And as we know, how in a few last years, E76 has become quite busy. And so every chance I can keep my meter readers in their trucks and not out on foot would be the safer decision. It also gives us real-time information. My old system, I could only give you 1 month's worth of data logging. Data information on your water usage. This is a cloud-based system now where I can give you the whole time, the history of your whole time with you while you're with us on your water usage. And as well as if you have leaks, it can flag you for leaks where it monitors your water usage 24/7. And so that's part of the proposal. One of the other ones is a HOC. Chlorine residual monitoring system where it monitors our chlorine residual in the water at all times to keep in compliance with the Department of Natural Resources compliance. And it works with the third proposal, which is SCADA, which is a monitoring system of all our wells and towers where we can get in and log in remotely and exercise the valves and the wells, the on and the offs, as well as monitor the 24/7 protection. With this upcoming cybercrime and attacks, it would be nice to, this would be all upgraded to the state-of-the-art protection from these cyber attacks, which is happening more frequently, from the federal and the state warnings that we. This is very important to make sure you have the state-of-the-art protections. So that's about it.
Okay. And how many residents do you have on your system?
We serve over 5,000.
Over 5,000 residents.
When would you expect to install this?
As soon as possible. We do have the Metro system, which is the mobile data collection. It has already been implemented. Our old system was out of... support a couple of years ago. So